and thank you for tuning into the Stuff I Heard podcast. I'm your host, Josh Peek, and we are getting into August of 2023. A few things that I want to talk about that I think is going on that people are interested in. Some things to talk about. The Witcher, Season 3, Part 2. Henry Cavill reprising the role of Witcher. I talked about how the series, I never played the video game, but the whole thing was designed to look like the video game and how he moved with this extra ability, this mutant type ability of speed and strength. And even without playing the video game, he did such a good job in the first season that it was compelling to watch. I was just like, man, this is really fantastic. And I did enjoy the first season. I really enjoyed the fact that his counterpart playing Yennefer, her real name is Anya Charlotta, Charlotra. Anyway, she plays Yennefer in the series, which ends up being eventually his love interest in the show. She really does a great job portraying someone who is horrifically disfigured as a young girl who blossoms into a beautiful woman. The acting part, of course, is her playing this troll-looking type woman who is born with a lot of birth defects of her physical body. And later on becomes very, very nice looking. So then the story starts to surround itself around a kid, this little girl named Ciri, they call her. And I kind of wonder if, or Cirilla, Princess Cirilla of Cintra, whatever. The girl is very waifish, and she's actually surprised me in season three. The first part of the season was interesting because you can see the bonds that had formed between the Witcher and her and Yennefer as sort of being like a family component, even though none of them are related in the show. Henry sort of becomes the father figure, and I keep calling him Henry. It's the Witcher. The Witcher becomes the father figure. Yennefer becomes the mother figure. And of course, Princess Cirilla of Cintra becomes the daughter figure. And both of the main characters are teaching her their ways. So as the Witcher, he's sort of teaching her things to do to become a Witcher. As a sorceress, Yennefer is teaching her things to do with magic because she apparently is magical. But they both understand the fact that she is going to become a princess at some point, or a queen of people, and she is meant to rule. And so they're like, listen, this is the thing that I can teach you to survive on your own, but also you're meant to rule. Like, this is the whole point of this. We're trying to teach you how to take care of yourself so that others can't take advantage of you. And of course, season three goes off the rails because immediately they get separated. And I talked about how the beginning of season three was just boring. It was just like, okay, whatever. I mean, there's a couple of fight scenes that are kind of cool, but overall the story was just like, and they're doing the thing we thought they'd do, and here they go doing another thing we thought they'd do. And then it takes a turn, okay? They have like a break. It's like a part one and a part two. And I'm not exactly sure why there was a break in the parts, but part one was a lot of setup. Part two is immediately action. So like the first episode you watch in part two is just action packed to the point that I was literally on the edge of my couch going, whoa, I felt like one of those people that like went to a monster truck jam where they sell you the advertisement on the radio. We're going to sell you the whole seat, but you're only going to need the edge, you know, one of those things. It was pretty exciting. And the way season three wrapped up, they sort of left it to where you're thinking, okay, well, the Witcher's not gone. Like, the show's called The Witcher. It's supposed to be about him. And supposedly they're replacing Henry Cavill with, what's his name? The Neeson kid. Not Neeson. What's his name? I want to say Liam Neeson. That's not it. Hang on. I'm looking at it. Cast. Why is Henry Cavill leaving the show? Who's replacing Cavill? Liam Hemsworth, not Neeson. Liam Hemsworth. See, this is how your brain works sometimes, is you get a word and you go, what is that word association? I think that's this. Liam Hemsworth. Okay. He's going to replace Cavill as Geralt of Rivia. Not that anybody cares, but I don't know. It's going to take a lot to keep people watching the show without him in it. Again, the show is about the character, not the person, but it's going to be a weird transition between the two. And he's got his hands full. I mean, that's a huge role to fill. I don't know if they're going to address it or if they're going to make it into some magic thing. I was impressed with the way they wrapped up the season with basically revealing who we thought were the bad guys and who we knew were the bad guys, so that everybody knows now where everybody stands. And there's some major beheadings, and it's pretty interesting, pretty brutal. But yeah, that's America. We're used to brutality. We're used to the bloodshed being normalized. Yeah. So there's that. Anyway, go check out The Witcher season 3, part 2 is out, and it's decent. It's better than the first part. So anyway, I did watch a really good comedy special on Netflix this past week. Mark Norman, who's been on many a podcast. I first was introduced to Mark Norman through Bert Kreischer. Bert was a fan of Mark, and early on, took Mark on the road with him, and I saw him live, and I was like, wow, this guy is really funny. And then Mark started showing up in different projects they were doing, different podcasts and different get-togethers, and Mark's humor is extremely fast. He reminds me a lot of Dave Attell in the idea of jokes per minute. Dave Attell has been on Bert's podcast before, and he talks about how in his day, your value was based upon how many jokes per minute you could get out. And so some of them would be hacky and some of them would be the jokes that you had heard a million times, but if you threw them in there with your own jokes, no one cared. And so Dave has sort of battled that idea, but has gone a step further and is constantly just trying to think of the joke of the next thing, because that's just how his brain works. He's like, I didn't want to do the hacky thing. I wanted to be my own person and come up with my own stuff. And then he's very critical of himself. And he's like, I think that I'm terrible at it, but people seem to like some of it. So, but if you ask a lot of comedians, they'll tell you Dave Attell is one of their favorite comedians because of the way his brain rapid fire comes up with things. And they all sort of admire that. And Mark Norman sort of embodies that as well. He's got a lot of jokes that come at you faster than you can perceive them. He has them, and he addresses all of it on his Netflix special. It's called Soup to Nuts. He's like, listen, everything is a little offensive to everybody. We're all a little sensitive, but also I'm just a comedian. I'm saying words I don't even care about, but here's the joke, like, hey. And he does this thing where he breaks the fourth wall all the time and reminds you that this is comedy. And he's like, hey, comedy. Yeah, I'm just doing the thing that you guys paid to see because this is what it's for. This is what I'm doing this. I don't really care, but I'm just saying these words because it makes you laugh. And I think everybody forgets to do that once in a while. They hear a comedian say things and they think, oh, this has got a lot of weight behind it because this is how I really feel, or this is how this person feels about the social issue. And, oh, this social thing happened and I don't trust the news. So what does this comedian think? Meanwhile, Mark's just like, hey, and where's the funny in this? And a lot of these comedians are like that. A lot of them really genuinely just want to make you laugh about the scenario because some of it's just absurd. Some of it is the realization that we are desensitized as humans to each other and that we are so distracted by so many things that we're not paying attention to what's really going on, which is why comedy breaks off into political type conversations or absurd situations. Or some people hone it home to the things that are around them, the things they can tangibly touch, their own family, their own kids, their own scenarios of how they got into a weird scenario. all of it is just to make us laugh at our situation and realize how silly all this is. We take it all so seriously. Yeah. So, anyway, the funny part is watching my wife discover comedians that I've been listening to for a very long time and going, have you ever heard this person? And her thinking it's the newest thing ever. And that's great. Listen, social media is awesome. It's great that we can share and laugh together and, you know, all that fun stuff. So on here, I'm all the time asking people for suggestions on things to watch, things that, I may like, things that may be cool. And my buddy Greg never fails, reached out and he was like, listen, I know this came out like 10 years ago, but I just watched this and I think you'd dig it. It's a movie called Begin Again. And it stars Mark Ruffalo and Keira Knightley, also with Adam Levine and James Corden, Catherine Keener. Lots of interesting characters in a show, basically. Let's give you the rundown. Because I don't want to screw this up. This is actually pretty decent. Greta, which is played by Keira Knightley, and her songwriting partner lover Dave, which is Adam Levine, head to New York when he lands a record deal with a major label. However, Greta is suddenly left on her own when Dave gives in to temptation that comes with newfound success. Things take a turn for the better when Dan, which is played by Mark Ruffalo, a disgraced record executive, discovers Greta performing in a club. A mutually life-changing bond forms between the pair as they work together on Greta's first album. Now, pretty darn good story. The acting in it is great. It doesn't say how much it cost to make the film, but they made $65.7 million. That's pretty darn good, man. I can't imagine it costs that much. I mean, other than paying the actors, they're in New York City and they just, it's music and it's, there's no Iron Man. There's no crazy effects, lightsabers or nothing like that. And they did pretty good bringing in the money. But to me, it was more about the love of music, the characters loving music to the point that they just wanted to. Certain ones had the ability to create music. Certain ones had the ability to write music, sing, perform on incredible instruments. I mean, their ability was just great. And it's an all-star cast. I mean, CeeLo Green is in it. Mos Def is in it. It's got a cast of really interesting people. Yeah, I liked it. I got to say, I'm a big fan. He sent me the suggestion and I was like, really? Begin Again? That came out 10 years ago. Like, I started doing my research. I'm like, 10 years ago? Seriously? Okay, whatever, man. I trust you. And he wasn't wrong. It was good. It was real good. There's lots of new stuff out right now. Lots of fun types of shows that I want to watch. And I just don't have the time. Does anyone have the time? Does anyone have the time that you really want? I mean, let's face it. Some of us really wish that we had time to learn a new language. Like, I don't know, it'd be nice to learn how to speak Spanish so that when I go in some of these restaurants and I'm talking to people in the kitchens that they can converse with me or I can understand what they need. Or, you know, learn to speak Italian so that when you possibly go on a trip to Italy, you can speak with people there in their language, not just in English. There's a certain thing to being able to speak to people in their own language that's appealing. It also means that your brain is working on a different level. I'm a little jealous of some people that I know that speak more than one language. I think it's a special skill. Pretty awesome. But yeah, there's no time for that. There's no time to build the Legos that I want to build. Or let's face it, the money to buy all the Legos, to build all the Legos. And I get it. Like, a lot of people look at Legos and they go, yeah, but it's step-by-step instructions how to build the thing they want you to build. Which is sort of a warning for society as a whole. If you think about it as following directions, you will do what I say in the order that I say them, or your thing will not turn out the way I want you to turn out. And I get it. Like, I'm an open box type thinker in a lot of ways because you know, whenever I would color as a kid, you're supposed to color inside the lines. And I was like, yeah, but what if we drew some things over here to go along with this picture? Like, I wanted to add to the picture. I like the picture. I like the rules. I like the lines. I like the definition of what you're supposed to do and what you're not supposed to do. There's a certain comfort in order. Okay. But there's also, in a way, there is a lack of imagination. There is a lack of creativity. There's a lack of deciding to live outside of the lines of what is dictated. And that part is appealing as well. There's, I would say, unless you're a musician or an artist, genuinely, there's not a lot of joy in painting outside the lines or building something outside of what you were given. Because it just makes you crazy, because you think the whole time of all the things you're meant to learn and all the things you're meant to do and all the ways it could go. And without a direction or a defined path, it can turn into chaos. And that could be with Legos. It could be with coloring. It could be with whatever. We've all seen the coloring books where people color and at a certain point they get all the crayons and they just go and they rub all over the pages, right? Well, the same is true about life. I mean, in a way, you kind of need a pattern to follow. You need direction. You need to kind of be shown, hey, if you stay with this thing that we pre-printed for you, it turns out to be kind of pretty. And that's kind of the way I feel about Legos. So I know that conversation was all over the place and it doesn't make any sense, but it does to me. So if I have some ADHD friends out there, you're listening to this and you're going, I get it. I get it. Which is why, not to turn everything back to Zelda, but Greg also got me playing Tears of the Kingdom, the new game from Zelda on my Nintendo Switch. And there's an element in the game where you have a building aspect. Like you can physically grab objects and merge them with other objects to create things to help you problem solve scenarios. And Greg right away got the game and was calling me and telling me, you got to get this game. You're going to love it. It's right up your wheelhouse of what you do. And he's not wrong. I mean, there is a certain element into what I'm doing in the game that I want to just follow the path of the story and complete some of the tasks so that I can not be killed as easily in the game and I can still run around and do stuff. But there's also an element of it where building the tools to help you do the things is interesting, but you have to complete the story to get to the part where you can do those things, if that makes any sense. You have to follow the rules enough to be able to explore. Yeah, there you go. That's a good way to put it. And that's true with life. Like, you have bills you have to pay, right? You got taxes that have to be paid. You have to put gas in your car. You have to feed yourself. You have to feed others that are with you. You have to ask how other people feel because you can't just be self-centered. You have to, you know, accommodate for life, for rules, for, you know, I can't drive 95 miles an hour to work. I can't skip work because work pays the bills and the bills keep coming no matter what. But within those parameters, if I'm able to achieve something outside of that, then it's seen as a great accomplishment. That's why we're amazed when people have cool hobbies and they're able to pull off something interesting outside of our normal setting, right? And maybe that was why I did this podcast to start with. Maybe it was the thing I needed to do outside of life, outside of following the rules and doing the day-to-day stuff. Maybe it was the thing that I needed to do for me and kind of for you. Because just like I've talked about before, if we create community and we talk about these things, maybe we can find some commonality. Maybe that is the commonality. Now we're all sort of stuck in this rat race wheel of, oh, I got to find the cheese in the maze because I'm the rat and this is what I'm supposed to do. And then once in a while we see something beautiful and we pause and we go, whoa, hey, check that out. So, yeah. I got vacation coming up and I'm looking forward to it. Going to get to see a lot of beautiful things. And there may not be a podcast next week because I may be too busy. But I may do one once I get to paradise. I'm calling it paradise. It's outside of the lines that we normally color. So I'll show you. There'll be videos. I posted a few videos this past week. I just got done actually posting them on YouTube. One of them is about fixing our dishwasher. We had our dishwasher breakdown, and we looked at what it was going to cost to buy a new dishwasher versus fix the part. And fixing the part was way cheaper. So we went with fixing the part, and it wasn't that hard. And thankfully to YouTube, there was lots of people showing videos on how to replace the part that was broken. So yay. When you can spend $100 versus several hundred dollars, that's a good thing. Same thing with my grill. I talked about it last week. I had a problem with my grill. I reached out to Grilla Grills and they replaced my part for free. And so I had made a video and I just hadn't put it up until today, but I made a full video on how I got the part and replaced it for free. Thanks in large part to their awesome customer service. So thank you, Grilla Grills. I appreciate it. They didn't pay me anything. They didn't say, hey, can you talk about us on your podcast? And I wish they would. I mean, that'd be awesome. I'd love to be the official podcast spokesman of Grilla Grills. That'd be great. Because it's a good product. I like it. I mean, you know, there's lots of things that I wish companies would reach out to me and be like, hey, can you talk about us? I mean, Star Wars, anybody want to have me talk about Star Wars on a regular basis? Or, I don't know, Legos? Or anybody make coffee or beer that wants me to talk about their product? I will. I can be bought for a small fee. I mean, let's face it, within reason, we can all be bought to talk about things that we like, right? I'm not going to do it for stuff I don't like. But yeah, promote the positive, right? So here we go. I'm going to wrap this up. It's a short one this week, but I hope everybody's doing well. I hope everybody is watching their weather and staying hydrated in this heat. Yeah. And if you have a chance to go on vacation and be in paradise, I'll see you there. Okay. And yeah, so I always wrap this up by saying cue the cow, and this is no different. Send me some ideas for some cool shows that you're watching. And I'm going to say have a great week. Cue the cow.
Cue the cow. Move, baby.